This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to researchers and innovators about how to better feed the world. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Food Fix. I'm your host, Taylor Holterman, and today I want to talk about salad greens. I love salad, but I'm also extremely frustrated by salad. I swear every time I buy greens, they're too slimy to eat after day two or three in the fridge. I can never eat them all before they go bad. Planted Detroit is a company tackling that issue by changing the way the food system works. They shorten the supply chain by harvesting greens every day, packaging the salads to order, and delivering them to your door themselves. And they never sell anything more than 6 days from harvest. Today, Kelly Sharp, Planted Detroit's leader of plant health and employee success, is here to talk to me about how they do this. First, let's cover the basics. This is an indoor vertical farm. You use biosecurity and you use something called controlled environment agriculture. Can you explain what all of that means?
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me, Taylor. I appreciate it. It is the umbrella of our business, controlled environment agriculture. It actually encompasses new practices, new technology, as well as old practices that have been around for ages, in particular, greenhouse growing. So it just speaks to the environment that we are trying to control, humidity, temp, and other factors also. And as far as vertical, the word says it all. We are growing in a couple abandoned buildings on Detroit's east side. And we thought, how do we use the space that's available to us? So we are growing up, not out, as traditional agriculture has always done, used acres and acres. And we're allowed to get the same kind of yield, if not better, growing up. And the last is the biosecurity, which is really important to us, and which is actually what you just talked about in your intro. So we relate to that, your slimy greens. We do not like slimy greens either, and that leads to food waste, which is one of our top priorities. So biosecurity allows us to grow in a lab-esque environment, not totally sterile, because as a horticulturist, I know that our plants love to not be totally sterile, to be totally clean. They love microorganisms, and that helps them to flourish. But I know that we need to avoid our human pathogens on all of our leafy greens. So we created our biosecurity program.
Staying on that note of slimy greens, why do greens from the store get slimy so fast? And what is the shelf, or I guess in this case, refrigerator, life of your greens in comparison?
So it's at the base of how we grow. This is very important to us. So the sliminess of all of our greens comes from bacteria, and the bacteria needs moisture to be able to thrive. Greens in traditional agriculture are watered overhead and also have another environmental factors that go into them having water on their leaves. Also, human pathogens from animals, from humans being out in the fields, the bacteria just sits on all the leaves and breaks all the greens down. What we've tried to do in our growing, our lab-esque growing ways, is keep all of those human pathogens off of our greens so they cannot break down at the same rate as traditional greens. And we did a lot of independent lab studies on our greens, sent them away, and we have found out that our greens last about three times as long as traditional leafy greens. Simply because we just try to keep them clean at all costs. And that to us means we do daily and weekly tests on not only the surfaces at our farms, but also the greens themselves, the water. So, and we test for three main ones, Listeria, E. coli, and Salmonella. We are getting really, really good results. Everything is clean and looks good at the back of the fridge. We also take our greens home, stick them in the back of the fridge every once in a while and see if we forget about them, how long they last. And I mean, I've gone 5 weeks, still pulled it out in the back and I'm like, whoa, this looks good. So yeah, they're clean.
One of the things the company is trying to do is change the way the food system works. A part of doing this, as I mentioned earlier, is shortening the supply chain. Why is shortening the supply chain important in this context?
90% of our lettuce comes from California and Arizona in the US. So that means it takes a long time to get to your plate, to get to your mouth, right? And they harvest sometimes early, certain crops. We want it to be in the mouths of everybody close to us within those 6 days. We want it to be nutrient dense. And so you can get the benefits of those greens.
Is there anything else you're doing to change the way the food system works?
Traditional agriculture calls for monocropping. And we would love to, and it's what we've been working on, is do a diverse set of leafy greens right now, herbs, microgreens, to make sure that we can shift with the market needs. So certain trends come and go. Romaine is always at the base of everybody's salad. So we understand that that is a staple and we can grow romaine really well, but we also want to make sure that we can shift. And that means we grow on multiple different systems, many different systems out there for hydroponics. And we want to say that there can't be one way to grow. There has to be multiple ways to grow.
Planted Detroit sells pre-made salads, herbs, microgreens, and salad mixes. You sell direct to restaurants and retailers, but you also deliver greens right to the customer. To me, that seems unique. So I want to ask, why delivery?
Pre-COVID, we actually were mostly in restaurants. We knew that direct to consumer was our goal, but our restaurant community has been so good to us since the beginning. What COVID did, it allowed us to be able to flip the way that we get our greens into everybody's hands. We flipped what Planted Detroit did in less than 3 weeks and went right to direct to consumer. We want to make sure that we are controlling at all times what touches our lettuce. And we're making sure that nothing touches our lettuce, really, is the most important thing. We don't want to be the company that is heard on the news of a recall, E. coli outbreak. So if we control the whole supply chain with our greens, we can make sure that they're safe and nutrient dense.
And the company is working to reduce food insecurity in Detroit by donating the leftovers, which are still fresher than what you can get in the store. Where are the donations going?
Our donations are going out to our immediate community. We partner with Food Rescue US and our local chapter, Food Rescue Detroit. We knew that when we started this company, it would take us a while to make sure that our greens were actually affordable to everybody. Our overhead with the light costs, et cetera, we knew would be factored into our greens. So our long-term goal is to make sure that our greens are affordable for everybody. And in the meantime, we made a vow to our immediate neighborhood and Detroit to get fresh, healthy greens out to the community. We do it 4 times a week. We just launched a recent community fridge in our area, partnering with a few businesses around us. We make sure that it is stocked, along with Food Rescue puts some food in there. Sister Pie is a restaurant that's close to us that makes sure that they put their fresh baked goods in our community fridge too.
So what's next for the company?
Really, what makes me excited is that the industry is at its infancy. So there's so many things that are coming up just in this industry. So we don't do fruiting crops yet, like tomatoes or strawberries. Other farms are doing that really well. Our neighbors to the north in Canada have been doing it forever really well in greenhouses. They have a little more land than we do in downtown Detroit, so they can do that really well. But I know that all of us focusing on the issue at hand, as far as just making sure our food system is thinking about its end customer, its end user. I hate to say it like that, but we want to make sure that we're getting nutrient-dense food and clean, safe food into everybody's mouths. So we work toward a lot. We are building our second farm right now with our plans of our third farm on the horizon within the next couple of years. As a horticulturist, I want to make sure that I emphasize what we are doing is also based on the plant need. A lot of the industry has been moving forward with the technology, which is very important. But at its base, we are dealing with a living product and everything that comes along with that. So what's really exciting is that the seed industry is starting to take notice and treat seed differently and actually come up with different cultivars that grow well indoor. Plus keeping our seeds safe and clean. A lot of good stuff coming along down the line.
For anyone interested in learning more about Planted Detroit, the website link is in the description of this episode. And Kelly, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today.
No, thank you for having me, Taylor. I'm just thrilled about your interest and thrilled about where this industry is taking us all.
That wraps up another episode of The Food Fix. Thank you so much for tuning in. We release a new episode every Tuesday at 5 a.m. You can join me right back here for the next episode on Tuesday, April 19th, if you're interested in hearing more. Until then, you can follow us and reach out on Facebook and Twitter at MSU Food Fix to join in on the conversation. This podcast is brought to you by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. And I've been your host, Taylor Holterman. You've been listening to The Food Fix.